Aircheckdownloads.com.
Big love to Sam, who was off this morning with Omar. He texted me saying, like Lionel Richie once said, happy birthday, Jordan. It's Stevie Wonder, mate. I definitely think it was Stevie Wonder. Anyway, you're with Jordan. It is my birthday today. Keep with me. That's the present I need. And if you're with Kiss Premium, you know what happens next. No ad breaks, just more bangers your way.
Kiss. Listen. Kiss with all four. Let's get back into the music for your weekend. It's Kiss.
Let's go.
I'm going in for the kiss.
If you've ever felt like not good enough, not pretty enough, not fit enough, can we turn to the absolute maestro that is Pete Davidson? In 2 years, locking down Ariana Grande and Kim Kardashian. I mean, what?
Oh my God, I cannot believe that one.
I mean, with 100 grand, you could chirp, so you could lock down whoever you want, but don't do that. It sounds a little bit seedy, doesn't it? But that is what is up for grabs tomorrow on Make Me A Winner. £100,000 could be yours. And I'm telling you now, we're nearing the first month of summer being done. And you've got to get your booty in check. You've got to get your summer plan sorted. 100 grand could take you around the world and back to get in this draw. For your chance to win £100,000, text WIN to 64100. That is WIN to 64100. When lines shut at 4 p.m. tomorrow, we could be calling you. You've just got to answer within five rings. You do not say hello. You just say, make me a winner, as loud as you can, and £100,000 is yours. Texts are going to cost £2 plus your standard network rate. This is a network competition, over 18s only. You enter now, and you'll be in every draw until the end of July. You have a chance of winning every single day. But for the full terms and online entry, check our website, kissfmuk.com. £100,000. Just imagine what that could do to your game, to your life. And then your mates are just going to be saying, like, oh, can I, you know, chance a drink off you? And you'll be like, nah. It's not happening. It's Kiss. It's the man who made a lake in his back garden with a pontoon. Don't ask any questions. Don't ask if he's gone swimming in it, because he 100% hasn't. And in fact, someone I know, my dad's neighbour, said exactly the same thing. Went, well, Ed Sheeran did it. I was like, that's not an excuse.
Kiss Fresh with threefold heart seltzer. Oh, yeah.
Kiss. Sunday. Oh, it feels good. Feels like a great day. Why is that? Because it is my birthday, so, you know. It's always going to feel like a good day. Jordan Perry back tomorrow. Can I talk about the fact that I did a quick game of Smash or Pass over on TikTok? I'm going to say it was quite embarrassing, including Big Boss Rebecca saw it and posted it on her Instagram story. I'm embarrassed, but I did a double smash Jordan Perry. So if that's not a review for their show, I don't know what would be. Sean Paul is on the show tomorrow, which is ridiculous. Also, Drake had their breakfast banger last week. I have a feeling I know what this week's going to be, but I'm not going to jinx it. I'd usually say Sunday about, what, this time, near enough 3 o'clock, not early enough for a pina colada. I had a mimosa at 8 a.m., so it's all right now. I'm allowed. Kiss with Jordan Lee. Sundays continue, and I need your help with some absolute icks that I need to put in the bin from your other halves.
It's the beat of the UK.
Kiss. Super Summer is on. Kiss.
Oh, hello.
More music you love.
Yeah.
The wake up you need.
Jordan and Perry,
hey.
The winning you deserve.
No,
your station for the biggest cash prizes. Welcome to Kiss.
Sunday feels so good, baby. You're with Jordan. This is like a birthday edition of the show because it is my birthday. What's changed? Not that much. I'm just in a slightly better mood, and the tunes seem like proper bangers today for me. And I want to just dive into this. Let's go, Nathan Dawn.
The beat of the UK. Play Kiss FM.
The best thing I saw on TikTok this week, without fail, was Doja Cat. Post Malone doing, I think, a TikTok dance. I mean, it kind of looked like Doja was flossing, and Post Malone looked like he'd gone through about 8 hip surgeries. He was not moving. It's so good. Kiss, what's good? It's Jordan Lee. Hey, I was on the Love Island podcast on Saturday morning. Shout out to Sam and Omar, who actually hosted it. I was just a guest. I wasn't good enough for that. But I was definitely thinking about like icks you're seeing in the villa. And just icks in real life. And my one that I need to tell you about, and I don't know whether I'm going crazy or I should just completely get over this, is, you know when you go to like pay in a shop and now like you don't have cash, it's all contactless, right? And people hold their card just above the reader and it kind of goes like, oh, sorry, it's not working. They're like, oh, well, I must not have enough money in my account. I'm like, no, the reason that it's not working is because you're literally not putting your card on the pay thing. Like, I know it says it's contactless and people will go like, well, why would you call it contact? I'm just saying, it's an absolute ick. Producer Rob from Kiss Breakfast does it even worse. He gets his phone out to do Apple Pay. He leans over and then does his face thing. So it's an absolute mess and it's an ick from me, and he just needs to not be on this planet anymore. I'm not saying it was a competition, but your icks are most definitely better than mine. Callum at Kiss FM UK goes to my Now X because they used to work at a Build-A-Bear. Matthew, my flatmate, gets the ick of a boyfriend runs with a backpack on. Oh, it's not a good look, is it? How do you run with it? It just looks disgusting. Zach as well, he just says, doesn't believe in star signs. That's my ick. I mean, we're not getting spiritual here. Hit it when I get back.
Yes. Aircheckdownloads.com.